Hey guys, welcome back to the Angel Bless Show. Hey guys, you can catch me every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and now Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. I'm sorry that I did not record Tuesday for Help Find Me, and I'm glad I waited because I want to go back and dig back to season one of A Missing Person, and sadly they found him no longer alive. So I'm gonna jump right into his case because I was supposed to have been done that, but I'm glad that I waited. So guys, if you're not familiar, on February 24th, 2023, 26-year-old Brandon Alexander disappeared in Riverview, Florida after his roommate allegedly dropped him off 600 yards away from his mother's place. Unfortunately, the roommate has refused to cooperate with police anymore and has cut ties with the victim's mother. This is very sad. So I'm going to just piggyback off of this and let you guys know what's going on. Then I'm going to read you what happened, even though the police didn't actually give any details, information about this, because we all know why, because they want to make sure they capture the right person. You know, my prayers go out to his mother and family and friends that's been looking for him for almost a year. It's been a year. And even it's Tinsel, as I'm saying the right name right, they're located in the Florida area, and they also help out when a person go missing and so forth. So I'm going to give you their Facebook page after I'm done. According to Sheena, Alexander's mom, after not hearing from her son for a couple of days in late February, she reached out to his roommate, who unfortunately has a tendency of lying, to find out about her son's whereabouts. And he told her that he hasn't seen or heard from Alexander since dropping him off a few hours away from hers a couple of days back. Though this sounded strange to Sheena, as he usually dropped him off by his doorstep, or sometimes even enter the house with him, she took his word for it and decided to file a missing persons case. Unfortunately, after calling the police, they told her that there was nothing they could promptly do since Alexander was adult, other than a mere welfare check. Though it took them 3 days to complete, as they claimed that the roommate had been there the past 2 days, they told her the same thing that he had told her, except they didn't attempt to enter and search the apartment since they found him roommate in the driveway. So they only spoke with him there and left. And so they probably didn't go in because they didn't have probable cause. You know what I'm saying? Again, and like the police was saying, that he is an adult. So, you know, sometimes you do have to wait 24 hours to report our adult missing. You know what I'm saying? Unless he's in danger or he's on medicine or dementia. A lot of things play for that. Do I think the police dropped the ball? I don't know. I don't know the totally full details. The upset Sheena, and so she told them that she was disappointed at how they handled everything, and she believed he had something to do with this. An unhelpful act led her to take matters into her own hands and distribute a missing person flyers. And that's what you need to do anytime a person become missing. And sometimes police do have their hands tied up, and you know, and sometimes, you know, you got a few officers that, you know, it's not that they don't care. It's like, you know, sometimes they do have to follow proper procedures, and sometimes they be overwhelmed themselves. Does it make it right if they drop the ball? No, because they probably could have found this baby a long time ago. Soon after, the roommate called her and asked her why she had told the police that he was involved when he had nothing to do with it, and then cut ties with her. Since then, she and the police haven't heard anything from him, and Alexander is still nowhere to be. Well, now he's nowhere to be found. But I'm a little bit pissed off about this. I gotta dig in deeper. So let me find. So we are in Tinsel, if I'm saying their right name right. They're on Facebook. You can find them on. Sorry, y'all. You can find them on Facebook at We Are The, and it's Tinsels. It's ESSENTIALS. It's a nonprofit organization that helps out finding missing persons, missing children, and so far. They help out with all at the group, you know what I'm saying, and I love them, what they have been doing. So go check them out, donate to their page. They're amazing. I think they're most of them are veterans too, military veterans. So go check them out, they're amazing. So the police has now announced it, but they are actually like the second thing best than the police officer. They're even more better than that. So they're announced on a page update. It was profound sadness that we report the body of Brandon Alexandra has been located. Because there's an active homicide investigation being conducted, at this time we cannot provide any additional details. We ask that you please keep Brandon's family and friends in your prayers. And this is so sad, because do I believe more could have been done? Yes. Do I really think that the police department actually takes missing persons, missing children seriously? Not really, because time you tell them that someone has run away so many times or they have an issue with that, they're going to stick to what you're telling them. But remind you guys, even though they're a runaway, unless they're a located and seen person, they're still considered missing. You know, I don't know the updates and details about where he was found, how far from his mother house he was. I will come back on here, but this is the news I did not want to hear about. So talk to your children, because, you know, even though I believe they say he went to school with this guy and there was friends and his roommate, if you feel something is wrong with that person, trust your discernment, trust what God has poured into you. Get away from that person. Don't even roommate with them person. Stop hanging with them. Listen to me, because God will give you warning before the storm. If someone is not acting right and they're being possessive and all of this, all the red flags will show. Listen to your gut. Listen to the discernment. Listen to me, guys. Trust, you know, just because you feel, oh, they might be just acting weird. No, trust that instant. God give that to you for a reason. You know, but my prayers goes out to Brandon's mother, his family, and his friends. I pray that this case is solved immediately. I pray that the people or persons that's involved, you get them immediately. It's just so sad that you had to take a person off this earth. It's sad. It's a homicide. So that means he was murdered. You know, so guys, I just really wanted to jump on here and give you some update about Brandon. He was in the state of Florida from the Riverview area. He has been found. He's no longer on this earth. Continue to support those that help out missing persons and missing children. And you can help also by placing those flyers on your page, because you never know when it will be you or your family that needs help. You know, just don't pass by somebody you see that's missing. Someone is desperately looking for a loved one, their brothers, their sisters, or someone, you know. And that's crazy. So, hey, guys, so if you haven't, I think I did Sunday, I did do an episode of Help Solve Me, Unsolve Me, and I was talking about the Jackson, Mississippi burying people while out notifying their next of kin, and they had the next of kin information. It's sad, isn't it? So just tune in next Sunday. I'm going to tell you about, I had no idea what went on in Katrina with the prisoners, the jail. Oh my God. It's just sad, right? Anyways, love you guys. Continue to be blessed. I just really want to jump on here. I'm glad I waited, but you'll catch me tomorrow. I'm going to do a topic. And after that, I'm going to give you guys a link where you can follow me at, because I can go live on iHeartRadio now. And I also can go live on the Speaker app. I can go live on, it's Yardstream and StreamYard, one of those now. So I'm stepping my game up also. So I am still building the website. I need to get it to where I want it, how I want it, and don't mess with it no more, and just keep continuing to update it and everything. And if you didn't know, I'm going full gospel on my radio station. It still is going to call Virtus Radio, but we're going to be playing gospel music, encouraging word. I'm going to add podcasts still on there. I'm going to add good, nice podcasts on there. I'm going to jump right into my journalism. And when I say journalism, I'm going to do positive journalism. I'm not going to do no petty stuff, or I want to talk about, you know, just people that's helping people, you know, athletes. You know, I want to talk about the story of people that, you know, survived domestic violence. I want to do those type of stories also. And also, we will be turning Jive Talk Sports podcast into a nonprofit, and stay tuned for that. Because I think it's a better way for me to do that, in order for me to help out my community when it comes to the athletes that need some type of information. So when I say Jive Talk, that means A&G Sports Marketing. We changed it. So it's A&G Sports Marketing and Agency, because I am an agent also. So, you know, keep your faith. You know, just continue to pray for me. This summer I'm supposed to be going to colleges, looking at athletes and so forth, and try to guide him. But I'm going to stick with baseball first and MMA boxing. And then, you know, I'll do some football, you know, to each his own. I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. Again, sorry for the late podcast. You know, I still want to be consistent. So, but tune in tomorrow. We're going to have a topic. A very nice topic. See ya.